Robbie,
Marie,
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovie whatsy to interface with the clickety bit? Given up all hope of the digital wing-wong working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now, please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top who's it, reformat the doovalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's Paul Verhoeven in Nerds of a Feather.
That's right, we're joined by the lovely Paul Verhoeven. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. A little bit miffed, but very good. How are you guys doing?
Where are you?
I'm in Perth, apparently.
And why are you miffed?
I'm miffed because, well, if you guys recall, I outed my friend Ned for playing World of Warcraft a few weeks back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's very well connected in the media scene. And he told me, this is no lie, he told me that Terry Pratchett spent a lot of time writing in Perth. And so, of course, you know, he goes, you should go up and try and get an interview. And he got me connected with some people up here. I've got some friends. And, you know, it was going to be a really cool week. And I was going to try and meet Terry Pratchett. I get up here.
Who's Terry Pratchett first?
Terry Pratchett doesn't live here, by the way.
First of all, who is Terry Pratchett?
Terry Pratchett's the fantasy writer who, you know, writes the Discworld novels. And I'm a very big fan. And he's just been diagnosed with, I think, Parkinson's. And it's a real tragedy. I wanted to meet him. And because he's a very good people person, he's really good with fans, I thought, yeah, that'll be fine. Of course, he doesn't live here and I'm stuck in Perth for a week.
Hang on, did you go over it solely based on Ned's advice?
Pretty much.
Mm. Good to do a bit of extra research.
So
as
the
well,
guy
Paul.
That you outed on our show as a World of Warcraft nerd who was furious and said, yeah. I'll get you Verhoeven if it's the last thing I ever do.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a thought. Go to Perth.
Pretty much.
You believed him.
I've got some friends here that I can stay with and people in Perth are very nice, but Terry Pratchett isn't here.
Is this going to be an ongoing feud with Ned now? Have you got something up your sleeve?
It looks like he's a bit of a Moriarty figure, which I guess means I'm going to spend a week smoking opium, complaining to my doctor friend, and then, you know, we'll see how this plays out, I guess.
If you haven't seen the Pink Panther movies, then, well, don't get them out. You'll understand what we're talking about. Now, robotic girlfriend we have on the list here. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, Sega has created this thing called the EMA. That stands for Eternal Maiden Actualization. So it's a robotic girl that's 15 inches tall, and she kisses on command. So it's a new product aimed at satisfying lonely Japanese business. And what? That's somehow better than me. I'm 6'2", and I kiss like a fist. Yeah, you sad, lonely Japanese businessman, but it's...
You've got a week off in Perth. You got nothing to do.
If there's any Japanese...
Go kiss an ATM.
I'm making it sound like I really, you know, want to make with Japanese businessmen, which I don't. I really don't. But this is the same culture of businessmen that gets catered to. You know, there's, like, weird Japanese kind of fetishes. There's the vending machines that sell, like, fresh schoolgirls' panties.
Mm. Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, well, Sega said, and I quote, the EMA robot will be targeted towards lonely adult men. Now, if Sega were marketing a kissing, like, dancing female robot for children, which thankfully they're not, they'd have to build corresponding male robots to keep them busy. You'd think parents would want robots coming onto their kids? You think my late grandfather would want a robot dancing with his daughter? It'd be like West Side Story without the music or the dancing or the story.
Right.
Pretty much no similarities, really.
Paul Verhoeven from Nerds of a Feather is in. We're going to go to news headlines in a little while, but how do you find the Hulk re-releasing a film that's already been made?
Yeah, well, you see, they tried to kind of just pretend the first one didn't happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best thing about this film is a 5-minute scene towards the end of it where the military kind of specialist who's just, you know, lost control of the Hulk is sitting in a bar drinking. It's William Hurt, right? Mm. And all of a sudden the door gets thrown open and you hear this voice and it's Robert Downey Jr. playing Tony Stark, right? So it's Iron Man.
What, really?
Walking in and kind of pitching this, you know, the Avengers project, which is this kind of super team, this awful super team from the Marvel Universe. And at the end of the Iron Man film, Sam Jackson pitched the Avengers project. So what they're doing is essentially at the end of every Marvel film, there's like a recruitment scene. That was the best thing about the film. It was a 5-minute scene at the end of the film with Robert Downey Jr.
Because you know it's close to the end, presumably.
It's a strong
review. Yeah, and of course, what's going to happen is everyone, you know, I'm just convinced the Avengers film is not going to be good, right? If it is good, I will let my cousin Matthew punch me in the balls.
Matthew's just heard that and he's pretty excited. Paul Verhoeven is on for Nerds of a Feather. We're going to do news headlines in a little while and come back and get into part two. And you're going to give us some information about a new website that you've just been setting up on the back of this too.
We've launched the Nerds website.
Good man.
And we're going to find out exactly what Paris Hilton is doing in the world of Warcraft. Stay for pretty much free. And all the boys, they go, Daddy.
My friend John. That's the name of that one.
Do you want to just tell everyone?
No! That was the Fratellis there. That's what we were talking
about.
Okay,
I'll give you a bit of an insight. I was just saying that I think in terms of the waxing fulcrum, it's gone a little bit, the pendulum's gone a bit too far.
See, that's the more academic way of putting it. What we heard in here off air was you sort of putting your fist on the table and going, God darn it, I like pubic hair.
especially on P. Diddy. I think that's what
you were saying.
That's what, because P. Diddy has come out and said that he waxes and he believes
he waxes
that
little Diddy.
Yeah, he does. He keeps little Diddy smooth.
No!
And
leave little Diddy alone. Ugh.
Little Diddy's all.
His penis talks. Quick, pull the Hogan back on.
Having trouble with your thingamajig? Can't get the doovy watsy to interface with the clickety bit? Given up all hope of the digital wingworm working? Yeah, well, we hear your pain, Australia. So now please welcome the only man in the world who can simultaneously program the set-top it, reformat the doobalacky, and upload the whatchamacallit in three different languages. It's
P. Diddy's wingwang.
In Nerds of a Feather.
Hey, so you guys won't believe why I'm in Perth, right? My friend. Oh, what?
Is it your digital wing-wang? Goodness.
Now,
we've got some World of Warcraft news, as you do every time we speak to you, pleasingly.
Yes, this is This Week in World of Warcraft. Paris Hilton now has a Warcraft counterpart who's called Harris Pilton. Subtle, right? Mm. Basically, there's a problem with inflation in the World of Warcraft because people are getting too much money, and so it's... You know, it's, I don't understand how money works not using it much, but basically this Harris Pilton character is going to be in-game and she'll actually sell, like, high-priced kind of, like, luxury items. Like,
hang on, these items don't actually exist, nor does the money. Is that true?
That's very true, but there is...
But you need these high-priced items in order to give something for this money to be spent on.
Exactly, they have to...
It doesn't exist.
Right? Yeah. So she's selling, like, novelty bags in-game, maybe to lure herself into the game to meet herself and somehow trap her there, like Lawnmower Man, but instead of Jeff Daniels, you've got the star of the hottie or the naughty prevent us from ever acting again.
It's kind of like Tron all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So beginning with the next patch, she's going to offer, like, high-end jewelry and bags and stuff. But the bags are digital, so you won't have to worry about
it. It's like a little craft market. She's got her own craft stall.
Yeah, pretty much. She's even got a little, like a little pet that wanders around in like a bag.
Does this mean?
His name's Benji Madden.
Does this mean that that now the warlocks and the like that are, you know, traversing the grounds of World of Warcraft will now be wearing jewelry?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow,
she's freighting up Warcraft.
That's wonderful.
And now you've got gaming meets banking. You've got a fiscal aspect.
Yes, yes. They've released a gaming piggy bank so that we can buy two of our favourite things, fiscal responsibility and swords. it's called Bankquest, right? So it's a weird piggy bank that looks like a classic
castle. It's called
castle.
What?
It's called Bankquest, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the Japanese have released it. It looks like a plastic castle, but it's got like a little, you know those old kind of LED kind of display, you know, like little handheld computer games that were released like by Nintendo in the early 90s? It's like that. That's built into the front. So all the money you put in, you can use to actually pimp out your character and help him kind of fight off.
Is this real or is this just Bank West and someone's misheard it?
You're in Perth after all.
This is fairly legit, right? So,
I like this. So the more money you put in the top of the piggy bank, the more cool stuff you can do to your little LED character on the front
of
the piggy bank.
Mm. But in order to discourage you from taking money out, by taking money out, you actually end up stripping the character of his armor, and you wouldn't want him to die, would you?
What happens if you just smash the character with a hammer and take the money and go somewhere and spend it on something good?
Ah, who knows?
What about if you make the character a girl, and you're a young adolescent boy, and you're constantly emptying the coins out of your piggy bank so
you
can see the character strip?
You know, that had occurred to me. Yeah. Not in a weird way.
No.
No.
Moving right along, Somebody's retiring.
Big news. Yes.
Bill Gates, effective July 2008, that's now, he's obviously the chairman of Microsoft. He's going to transition out of a day-to-day role in the company to spend more time in his global health and education work at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The problem is, the fact that he's going to do something charitable doesn't give me much chance to make fun of him, right? My friends told me that he kicked children for fun, but they're all Mac users, so I can't exactly listen to that. He obviously garnered a bit of a reputation as a nerd despot, not only for creating Windows, but there was a lot of antitrust litigation over his business practices in 98, during which he adopted the deposition-style best described as cocky, cardigan-wearing douchebag. basically, I don't know. I've got mixed feelings, obviously, because he's, you know, everyone's got kind of this weird adversarial bent towards Windows, and he's announced that he's going on like a bit of a road trip around the States just to kind of unwind a bit. I can only hope, of course, that his road trip is much like Windows in that it ends in a crash. Is that too much? I mean, like, you know how many times I've logged in and lost all my save games? I hate Windows, and I've switched to Mac, and I really do feel like, you know, kind of good riddance, but whatever.
Oh, poor Verhoeven.
Thank you so much for speaking to us from Perth today, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
No problem. Oh, by the way, the website's up.
Oh, yes.
We chucked a link up from our website, thesomewhatambitious.com it is, and that's where you can correspond with Paul directly.
Hello. Sorry, that was weird.
Bye, love.
Bye, guys.
Out in space, round the Earth.
Robbie. Marie. Morning. And the Doctor.
Triple J.
Straight across Australia.
Triple J.